The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Can America be rebuilt? Can our liberty be regained? Can the growing darkness in America's educational system, economic system, and governmental system be turned again to the light? Yes, it can, but not by going on in our deception thinking that we know what's best for us. The Bible says, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." Our problem is that we think in the wrong way. We think, as mankind, that what is in our mind is right. That's where we're wrong. The Bible teaches that only an enlightened mind can know the truth. And our mind is only enlightened as the Holy Spirit of God shines light on any given situation. This enlightening can only happen when God brings us to Himself by the new birth. Paul the Apostle warned us that all mankind, because of our rebellion against God in the Garden of Eden, now lives with the understanding being darkened. He wrote, "Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." It makes no difference if we're Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Islamic, a Hindu, or a Satanist, or have no religion at all. If we've never surrendered this life to Jesus Christ, admitting it is rightfully His because He created it, we have a darkened mind. So what is the new birth? How do we enter into the light? The new birth is the birthing of our spirit into the life of God. God literally brings His life into our spirit within when we receive Jesus Christ as Master and Deliverer. He brings His understanding, His light, into us, and from that moment we begin to learn to think with God. The more we read the Bible with a surrendered heart, the more we see as God sees. The Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesian believers, quote, "that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened." As we come to know God better by His light being shined on our understanding as we read the Bible, we begin to think with God. This growing maturity, whereby we walk in the ways of God, gradually enlightens us to understand the purpose of civil government. Likewise, we come to understand the structure of civil government. Because we come to understand the heart of man like God does, we learn why we need civil government. And all this understanding starts with being born again. Thus, only an enlightened mind can ever understand how to restore liberty to America. This is why John Adams said, "This Constitution was made only for a moral and religious, meaning Christian, people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." This is why most people, from the White House to the schoolhouse, continue to lead us down the road to slavery. Their understanding is darkened because they reject the Bible as being the only book of absolute truth in this world. Have you surrendered to Jesus Christ as your Master and Savior? Or are you trusting your own thoughts instead of submitting to the truth of the Bible as the only way to live in this world? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, our Children's Heritage Days, and the Order of God Seminar that we teach, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook. Or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.